In San Jose, a Humulus station.
Email probe. World Series win. I'm Evan Haining. The FBI is reopening its investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Correspondent Chris Freites reports it's because the agency found new emails.
The new emails were not from Clinton, but were sent and received by one of her top aides, Huma Abedin. They were found on a device shared by Abedin and her estranged husband, Anthony Weiner, who is the target of a separate investigation into alleged sexting with a minor.
Coco Crisp's pinch-hit RBI single in the seventh inning was all the Indians needed to beat the Cubs 1-0. And take a 2-1 lead in the World Series. Crisp says he expected more fireworks in Game 3.
I thought it might be a little higher scoring game, but on both sides, the pitchers did an amazing job tonight, and we just end up getting the victory because of the one run. But what a well-pitched game.
Cleveland now has a chance to take a commanding 3-1 lead with ace Corey Kluber starting Game 4 tonight. I'm Evan Haining. Iraqi forces are continuing their effort to liberate Mosul from the Islamic State. Correspondent Michael Holmes reports as many as 1 to 1.5 million civilians remain in the city.
It's just an unimaginable number of, quote-unquote, human shields. And what exactly ISIS is going to do with those people just defies belief.
A FedEx cargo plane caught fire on the runway at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport Friday afternoon. Correspondent Nick Valencia says the landing gear was to blame.
Oh! Cell phone video shows a large piece of debris flying in the air through large flames near the rear of the aircraft. The plane's landing gear collapsed on arrival in Florida. No one was hurt.
And an American Airlines passenger jet caught fire at O'Hare in Chicago. Passengers were evacuated. 21 suffered minor injuries. And the NTSB is continuing its investigation into how GOP vice presidential nominee Michael Pence's plane skidded off the runway this week. I'm Evan Haining.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
To get the best jobs, we need the best education.
Proposition 58 helps students like us learn two languages
and make sure all students learn English.
Proposition 58 is supported by parents, teachers, employers, and kids like me.
Speaking more than one language will help us compete in the global economy.
¿Están sus hijos listos?
Mira, Heitzman, Jumpe Halama.
A les enfants, on est prêts?
Are your kids ready?
Please help us get ready for the jobs of tomorrow. Vote yes on Prop 58.
As parents, we want our children to succeed. Prop 58 expands opportunities for students to learn a second language and makes sure all students learn English. There's a lot on your ballot. Remember our students. Vote yes on Prop 58. Paid for by Yes on 58, Californians for English Proficiency. Sponsored by Teachers and Service Employees Organizations. Major funding by California Teachers Association Issues PAC and California State Council of Service Employees Committee.
The best rest sale ends Sunday at Sleep Train. Hey, Brian Sussman here from the KSFO Morning Show. The best of the best, the creme de la creme. It's Sleep Train's best rest sale ending Sunday at Sleep Train.
Hurry in for the best brands, service, prices, and, of course, sleep experts.
Oh, you'll save hundreds on Beautyrest and Posturepedic mattresses.
Get $200 in bonus cash when you elevate your comfort with a movable base, good towards your choice of free delivery, pillows, or sheets.
Even get up to 4 years interest-free financing on Sleep Train's best-selling Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest Black mattress sets, plus pay no money down.
If you find a comparable mattress for less at a competitor, Sleep Train guarantees to not just meet, but beat that lower price by 5%, even up to 100 days after delivery.
Sleep Train's best rest sale ends on Sunday. Tell them your good friends from the KSFO Morning Show sent you, please.
Superior service. service, best selection, lowest price guaranteed. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Most people will never in their lifetime see a perfectly cut, completely flawless, and utterly colorless diamond. So I bought all of them I could find. If you ever think of getting married, I'd like you to consider the perfect diamond for your perfect love. I'd like you to consider Shreve & Company.
The doors of Shreve & Company have welcomed us for 164 years, but this is a new San Francisco. So this autumn, we're getting an all-new Shreve & Company.
In the meantime, you'll find me at 117 Post Street and in Palo Alto at the Stanford Shopping Center.
Let Porsche of Fremont give you the gift of time. When you purchase a new Porsche, they'll provide you free pickup, free delivery, and a free loaner for all scheduled maintenances, and the first maintenance is free. You've had your heart set on a new Porsche Macan for a while. Now it's available in 2-liter four-cylinder turbo. Make your wish come true and stop by for a test drive today. Feel the all-wheel drive and 7-speed automatic transmission. Porsche of Fremont wants to give you the gift of time. Only at Porsche of Fremont, in the Fremont Auto Mall, and on the web at fremont.porschedealer.com.
Live from the DG.com studios, the exclusive home of no-brainer pricing based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book. Talk Radio 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
Is brought to you by BlindChalet.com. Custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters shipped directly to your door. Use coupon code ONTHEHOUSE at checkout for a 48% savings. Also by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch. And by Danco, a leading manufacturer of innovative plumbing products like Perfect Seal. Take the guesswork out of toilet installation. Perfect Seal guarantees a perfect seal the first time, every time. Now, here with the answers to your questions, it's James and Morris Carey.
Thank you, Magic Mike. Thank you for tuning in to this hour of On the House with us, the Carey Brothers. Minus one, James Carey here, Brother Morris away for the day. Captain Dan Bringer engineering the program, choosing the tunes, with Carol, remodeling babe Carey. She's producing our program, answering your calls toll-free at 800-REPAIR-IT. That's 800-737-2474. With the terrific hour in store for you, with you as our special guest, the family handyman, hint of the week this hour. Something near and dear to everyone's heart. Hot water. Specifically, water heaters. So, and even more specifically, what size? So, stay tuned for that. Plus, can remodeling spook sleeping ghosts? Well, you're going to find out, especially as we near Halloween, just around the corner. Yes, the goblins and ghouls may be visiting you. But what will remodeling have to do? Well, you'll find out. Stay tuned this hour of the program. Plus, a little bit of what's new in our neck of the woods, what's going on as we travel the road of home remodeling with folks who have visions of sugar plums and new bathrooms and kitchens and more space and organized closets and you name it. And we attempt to wave our magic wands, or as it were, beat our pounding hammers to see if we can't accomplish at least some of that for someone. These days, it's a little more complex than ever as we do interesting new. There is something called a HUD 203K financing program, and we have a client who has an interest in restoring 100-year-old home that they've owned for many years in the community. One of the oldest homes in the community. Kind of a Sears kid home. And it's in distress. That's kind of putting it mildly. It's a wreck. No. Anyway, the value of the home is less than the cost of the improvements. That is to say that there are a lot of things that the homeowner wants to do. New electrical, new plumbing, new sewer, new water lateral, new furnace, new water heater, new porch, new siding, a room addition, a 1,000-square-foot garage. So when you add all that up, the cost is more than the appraised value. So the homeowner has to go out and borrow. But one, a bank doesn't want to lend on the condition of the existing home because it's in disrepair. And two, there's no equity. Although he owns the home 100%, so there's 100% equity in the home, but the equity is not enough, rather, to cover the improvements. So what do you do? Well, there's a program called 203K, and this is a HUD program which allows the work to be performed, and where the improved value is considered so that the homeowner can have the resources that he would like in order to do the improvements. And he can even, for the 6 months that it will take to do the renovations, he can even finance, get this, he can even finance his monthly payment, his house payment for, he doesn't have to make a house payment for 6 months.
Really?
It's included in the loan. So that's been interesting. It's their way of articulating the information for a contractor is different than what we do when we put our bids together. So we had to tear our bid all apart and rebuild it according to the 203K worksheet and submit that. So that was a big undertaking this week. And
that must have been fun.
Not just whipping out the tools and going out on a project these days. They're, you know, between planning and building departments and other things, there are a lot of hoops to jump through.
And but more planning.
It makes it even sweeter. All right, 800-737-2474. Where are we going?
Let's go to Cindy.
Cindy!
Yes, I just needed to get pricing on a home cleanup renovation after construction. It's a 7,000-square-foot home and wanted to know what would be appropriate for them to bill me.
Oh,
that's an open question.
Boy,
right?
It certainly is. 7,000-square-foot home, what would be appropriate to bill? Now, if it's final janitorial and you're having windows washed and you're having floors cleaned and everything dusted, and this is a final janitorial housekeeping, if you will, getting the bathroom spotless and cleaning up all of the construction debris, it would be reasonable to expect anywhere from $700 to $2,500 complete. And you say, wow, that's an awful lot to, well, you know, do you have clear story? How many windows do you have? Are they having to, or will they be cleaning gutters and removing nails and all that sort of thing? And if you're having complete debris removal, where you have a collection of debris, you can expect to pay more, including off-haul and dump fees. So I would say, at a minimum, $750 and up to $2,500 for a 7,000-square-foot project. And, and then you can start enjoying that 7,000-square-foot home. Thanks for the call. That leaves Cindy's line open. The number, 800-737-2474. Don't you touch that dial. We'll go on the house with you straight ahead.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard that the Carey brothers have been recommending for years. Keep gutters flowing, prevent clogs, reduce cleaning and water damage. They're easy to install, and if you haven't tried them, now is your chance. Gutter Brush is offering a free 6-foot trial pack. You just pay postage. Order at gutterbrush.com/free or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com/free or call 888-397-9433.
Attention floor buyers, the 5th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last. Like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular woodlook tile and vinyl plank are almost half off. And get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Flooring Yard Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Don't just get a price, get a no-brainer price. Hey, it's Sean Del Grand here at the best-in-class Volkswagen dealer in the entire nation, Capital Volkswagen, where we make it easy to own a brand-new VW. Check this out. When you buy any vehicle from Capital Volkswagen, you can buy with confidence knowing you'll be getting our brand-new exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. Now that makes me happy. So be happy with a team of tech-savvy, non-commissioned product specialists and no-brainer pricing right up front, all at Capital Volkswagen on the Capital Expressway in San Jose or online at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com. Proud member of the Del Grand Dealer Group.
Go online and check out this month's no-brainer deals.
And be happy.
Radio 560 KSFO.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the Mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the Mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice.
Yes. We're playing the Monster Mash. No potato buds here. They're the real McCoy mash. Hey, so do Americans consume more chocolate on Valentine's Day or Easter? And you say, what? Why are you asking that? Well, I'll tell you. In 2009, just a few years back, more than 58 million pounds of chocolate were purchased and likely consumed in the days surrounding February 14th. That's about $345 million worth. This year, it's projected that number will reach 60 million pounds, a whopping 2 million pounds more. Well, there's all the healthy advertising about not consuming sweets, right?
There you go.
But sorry to say, poor Cupid, the week that houses Valentine's Day is not the biggest week of the year for chocolate sales. According to research from the Nielsen Company, Easter historically trumps. Okay, Easter typically Clinton's. Oh, I'm sorry. Easter typically trumps Valentine's Day with 71 million pounds.
There was an email about it, but I think
it was lost. I know. 71 million pounds of chocolate candy purchased. Now, you say, What's your point? Halloween trumps both of those holidays. Halloween trumps both of those holidays. That's no surprise.
Yeah.
More than Valentine's Day, more than Easter. 90 million pounds of chocolate candy purchased for the spooky treat-filled holiday.
Really?
Yes. Imagine how good that is for the economy.
Yeah, I always purchase it after when I can get it half off, like a week later.
Yeah, the dental profession.
Yes, oh boy.
Yes, indeed. Just from the...
Especially now that flossing's supposed to be bad for you, they said, or not beneficial. There was a report.
Oh, it's supposed to be good
couple
for
months
your
ago,
heart?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, all right.
They said flossing's not as good as they said.
800-737-2474 to Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
I am calling in regards to a painting problem. I had a contractor paint outside buildings. After 1 year, it started showing that it was peeling. After the second year, which is this year, it's really peeling. And I am wondering, is that the problem, that it was not put on properly? And is it the contractor's responsibility to do it over?
You know, that's a great question. I have to tell you, Jane, that is an excellent question. And in my mind, the short answer is yes. It is the contractor's responsibility. Now, whether or not you're going to be able to get the contractor to perform has everything to do with whether you had a written contract with the contractor and whether the scope of work, the contract documents, explicitly spelled out what was to be done. That is to say, typically, a painting contract will say the contractor will clean, in the case of your home, the exterior of your home, going to clean the exterior surface, going to power wash, going to remove any loose paint by scraping, going to sand any areas that are uneven or rough, going to fill with an exterior grade spackling compound, patching compound, sand that, spot prime where needed or fully prime. And then, of course, the finish coat, how many coats, what type of product, brand. I mean, when we do a paint job, we say, okay, we're using this brand and this particular line of paint, this particular quality in this color, in this sheen. So you kind of have to spell it out. If it's vague, it will be more difficult for you to have the contractor perform. If, on the other hand, the contractor doesn't need the contract and he's just a reputable business person and he gave you a paint job that is not holding up, then chances are good that he'll step up to the plate and do what he's supposed to do, which is to correct the condition. Now, having said that, are there things that you could be doing that could be causing the paint to peel? Not likely. Not likely. So why is the paint peeling? Well, one, potentially poor preparation. That's didn't do the proper cleaning, didn't do the proper sanding, didn't do the proper etching, maybe a deglossing. Maybe it was a glossy finish and it didn't have the tack to create the necessary bond. Or maybe there are too many coats of paint on the house. People say, why is my paint peeling? I saw the guy did a great job. Well, too many coats of paint will not allow the fresh coat to adhere and it'll peel. What's another problem? Vapor. Vapor from the interior, pushing through the exterior and not allowing the paint to stick. It'll bubble, it'll blister. And well, what causes that? Well, poor ventilation on the interior, a lack of insulation can cause that. In that case, it's a gray area. Can the contractor be responsible for a poor building condition, poor ventilation on your part and insulation? That you'd have to look at. But if it's peeling all over, that's going to be a tough one to prove. So the quick answer is, yes, the contractor should make it right. Secondly, that may require an extra to the extent that if he didn't have the removal of lots of paint, because there are so many layers of paint, he should have done his due diligence and said, wow, you know, there are so many, there are 20 coats of paint on this. Anything that I apply won't stick, so we're going to have to do a paint removal, and that's going to cost X number of dollars. So you need to have a discussion, but here's what you do need to know. We're here each week at this time, or at info@onthehouse.com, and if we can help, we'd love to, but I think you're entitled to have your paint repaired. Thanks so much for the call, Jane.
Yes.
But that was nice. That was Jane's husband who was afraid to, you know. Sometimes the guys are afraid to get on the phone. Or the gals. Jane's line open, the number 800-737-2474. Hey, you need to protect your stone counters and floors for the holiday season. You've got to do it. Turkey all over everywhere, cranberry all over everywhere, mashed potatoes, gravy, the whole bit. You don't want your natural stone counters and floors being damaged by all of those delicious ingredients. So you need to clean, you need to seal, you need to polish. They're the three essential steps to care for your natural stone, whether it's a countertop, floor, shower, wall, or vanity. So what do? Well, you make sure the protective seal is properly working. How do you do that? It's simple. Use the water test. Pour water about 3 inches in diameter on the surface in several locations and let it sit for 30 minutes. You can do this test. You don't need a pro to do it. If you see a dark mark or ring, the water's penetrating the stone and it's time to what? Reseal. What do you do it with? You do it with the Carey Brothers product of choice, Granite Gold. You can find Granite Gold products at most Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, and online at granitegold.com. It is a full stone care system inside and out. Don't forget to tell them, hey, the Carey Brothers told me. 800-737-2474 is our number with the line open. On the web, it's onthehouse.com, where you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, have a look at our YouTube how-to videos, or sign up for your free copy of our weekly e-newsletter. Don't you touch that dial. There's more On the House for you on the other side of this break.
Call On the House now at 800-737-2474. Is your home looking outdated and just plain worn out? Need more space but don't want to move? Been drooling over pictures of those beautiful kitchens and elegant master suites? Well, then it's time to remodel. Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404 to schedule your free in-home design consultation. Carey Brothers Remodeling offers complete design services from concept through construction, tailored to your needs and your budget. Personalized material and product selection. Firm start and finish dates, plus a 5-year written guarantee. Why not start your new kitchen, bath, room addition, or remodel now? Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404. That's 877-734-6404. 877-734-6404. Or visit them online at careybrothers.com. California State Contractors License Number 442880.
Huge electricity rate hikes are here. The state gave your power company the green light to grab more of your greenbacks. Still wondering if solar is right for you? Stop scratching your head and start saving. It's time. Go solar with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate, as much as $3,000 or more. Ours are high-efficiency panels made by SunPower and come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. The best in the business. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. We're veteran-owned and we work fast. Get it done in time to get your federal tax credit for 2016. Call Sempra Solaris and grab your 30% federal tax credit with no money out of pocket, and get an
instant rebate equivalent to the California state rebate. Save yourself from the raging storm of rate increases and get solar installed now before the tax credit expires. Call now, 877-395-3706, 877-395-3706, 877-395-3706.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Live from the DGDG.com studios, the exclusive home of no-brainer pricing based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book. Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Repairs to every part of your house, from the basement to the attic. By combining step-by-step instructions and expert information, you'll learn how to conduct routine inspections, keep major systems running smoothly, and increase energy efficiency.
Home Maintenance for Dummies, second edition, written by us, the Carey Brothers, can be found at bookstores everywhere.
Home Maintenance for Dummies, second edition. Look for it today and get started maintaining your home tomorrow.
Never clean your shower again. Let Wet and Forget Shower clean it for you. Cleaning your tub and shower doesn't get any easier than Wet and Forget Shower. Spray it today, rinse it tomorrow. It's that easy. Spray Wet and Forget Shower once a week to clean soap scum and grime and prevent mold and mildew. No scrubbing and no toxic fumes. Wet and Forget Shower once a week. It doesn't get any easier. Get Wet and Forget Shower at participating Ace. True value. Do it best at Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
You're listening to On the House. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. On the House is brought to you by Wet and Forget. Purchase a one-gallon container of Wet and Forget Outdoor now through December 31st, and we'll send you $5. Visit wetandforget.com for promotion details. And by Gutter Brush. Keep gutters flowing and prevent clogs with Gutter Brush Simple Gutter Guard. Order your free 6-foot trial available at gutterbrush.com/free. Also by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch. Now, let's get back to the program. Here are James and Morris Carey.
Thank you, Magic Mike. Thank you for tuning into this half of this hour. On the House, 800-737-2474. Info, I-N-F-O, at onthehouse.com. Yeah, I failed to mention about Jane. There's so many different things when it comes to paint. I didn't mention quality of the paint. You know, that has something to do. Compatibility. That has something to do with it. So if you're buying bargain basement paint, it's less likely to perform well. If you are if you've purchased something that's not compatible with the existing material, that's another thing. And of course, priming acts as a way of bonding paint. So priming is very, very important. Some things to think about. There are a million things. Think about. Let's talk to in Cleveland, not the home of the Indians. It's the home of Chris in Tennessee. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing good this morning?
Very well. I just have one question for you. Are you rooting for Cleveland or Chicago?
This is Cleveland, Tennessee.
Well, I know that. So I'm just asking. I get that. I get that, but the question is, because you're in Cleveland, Tennessee, are you bent toward the Indians, or, you know, do you have an open mind?
I'm in I would have to say I have an open mind just because I'm embarrassed to say I don't keep up with it a whole lot.
That's okay. You're in good company.
I'm not a sports enthusiast.
Well, what's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, just as you mentioned just before you came on today or a second time, that there's a lot of factors that weren't even, you know, that could be addressed. My one that I was going to throw in is also, irregardless of the quality of paint, it's like anything else, you get what you pay for. And Jane didn't mention what, you know, I just had an estimate for a house paint job the other day, and one estimate came in at like $3,000, one came in at $2,500, another one came in at $800.
Right.
Different.
Right. Boy.
And so, you know, if you call somebody out of the little local Tennessee Trader or the little local Thrifty Nickel magazine that doesn't have insurance, that's not paying taxes, it's just, you know, jack of all trades, he's going to give you a better price. But he may not have the experience needed to do the high-quality job needed. So, you know, what did you pay for?
You know, Chris,
that was just another factor.
You are so smart. I feel so grateful that you've taken the time to call in and to share that. Needless to say, you know, when you're answering a question, you can't hit on all eight cylinders. You run through things in your head and you have a visual picture from experience, but you are correct. And that is, you get what you pay for. And the point that you're making, which is valuable to folks listening who at some point will be doing some painting, is just don't hire the first person that comes to the door, and get multiple bids, evaluate them, look at the talk to people, and that speaks not only to painting, it speaks to so many things in
exactly.
Home improvement. But you are correct. That's right. You get what you pay for.
I'm actually a landscape contractor, and I'm self-employed, and I've been doing it for 20 years. And I've never, ever taken pictures of my work to show people what I can do, because you can do that to anybody's yard and say that you did it.
Yeah.
So pictures can lie. People can lie. There's a lot of slick salesmen out there that are so-called businessmen, but all they really are is they're just people preying on other people.
Yeah.
And they don't care about the quality of work because they don't plan on any repeat business. They're not in it for a long haul. They're in it for a quick buck.
That's right.
But what doesn't lie and what has helped me grow my business tremendously in the last 3 years is positive written reviews from your customers.
Good for you. Those are so important. What's the name of your business, Chris?
It's Phase 3 Landscaping.
Phase 3 Landscaping. Are you in Cleveland, Tennessee?
I am.
For our friends listening there, we want you who need landscaping help, you want to call Chris at Phase 3 Landscaping. We sure appreciate the call. You're a blessing.
All right, thanks, Betty.
All right, take good care. Chris's line open. See, people coming out to lend a hand. You know who always wants to lend a hand is Calvin. He's always a hand lender or a glad hander or a back slapper. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I've got one word for you this time of year.
Boo.
What's on your mind?
I heard you're dressing up this year.
Did you hear what I'm dressing up as?
Yeah, I heard you were dressing up as Hillary Clinton. Is there any truth to that?
You're killing me. Actually, the very truth is that my legs are far too thin. No, just kidding. Sorry, that was a low blow.
There's an investigation
actually,
about it, though.
I am. You apparently didn't get the email. I'm Popeye.
Hi. Sounds like a good job for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what's on your mind today?
And the remodel babe would be olive oil?
She's olive oil. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's very
cool.
Make
sure you post the pictures.
Oh, will do. Will do. So what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, I got one of those laminate countertops from Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lop off about a foot on the end.
Yep.
And I was kind of looking at it. You know, I'm thinking, thinking of using a belt sander to kind of like fan down 1 foot, and I thought that's going to take too long, so I'm thinking of cutting it, and it was just kind of one in the backsplash. Looks like I'm going to have a hard time getting the sop around, and I've also got to make the cut for the hole for the sink, and I was just hoping you could talk about that for a little bit.
I can. First of all, you need to make your mark, right? Pencil mark.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Second, you need to take a straight edge and a utility knife with a sharp blade and then score the laminate with the utility knife and make several passes. You don't have to go really hard, but you need to make several passes so that you create a break in the laminate. Then you need to take a piece of blue masking tape. I prefer blue masking tape. And then recreate the line over the blue masking tape where you want to cut. Then take a circular saw with a finish blade, and you want to run the saw. And I would, by the way, the best way is to cut so that you're cutting from the underside. So you want to transfer the mark to the underside because you want the blade to turn with the teeth toward the surface, the finished surface. So you're cutting toward the finished surface. And then you want to cut as much of that as you can until you get to the splash. Once you get to the splash, then you want to use your finish handsaw. Yes, there is such a thing. Or if you have a multi-tool, that is to say, you know, one of these tools that can be a detail sander and it can be a sawzall and all of that. So you can get the multi-tool with a wood blade and you can cut the splash that way, or you can simply use a handsaw, and of course you'll cut from the, I would cut from the decorative side, the laminate side, for that little bit that you've got to do, and don't put any pressure, just work the saw back and forth and let it go along that scored line, and this way you'll prevent damaging the laminate. And You're not going to have much sanding to do. You're going to be careful not to sand. The mistake that a lot of people make is they sand, and they sand the finish or the pattern off, and then the seam becomes very obvious where you're putting a splash on or something like that.
Hmm.
Okay?
And the same goes for the hole in the sink, by the way?
A hole in the sink, you're going to use a Herkel, Herkel? Hootie? Hootie rim? Herkel rim? I get my Hooties and my Herkels mixed up. You're going to use the trim, which is going to disguise whatever you cut. So I would use, you know, a jigsaw there. Just drill a couple of pilot holes and then, put your blade in where you've cut the pilot holes and follow your pencil mark, making sure that it's well within where your trim ring will sit. And that's all there is to it. And there's some great videos online, by the way, that you can check out that will give you step-by-step instructions. Calvin, always good to hear from you. Happy Halloween. And, God, take some pictures of that beautiful new laminate top. Calvin's line open, 800-737-2474.
It's time for the Family Handyman Hint of the Week.
Need a new water heater?
Wondering what size to buy?
Today you'll learn some are too big, others too small.
And never ever does one size fit all.
Here are a few tips that'll help you decide.
While the term capacity refers to size,
in reality, you must consider two things capacity-wise.
Both storage and recovery time.
Or how quickly it can reheat a tank full of water.
Common capacity sizes range from 30 to 75 gallons.
And recovery-wise, electric takes longer than gas to reheat a tank full.
With that in mind, here are a few rules of thumb.
For a one-bath home, 30 to 40 gallons is okay.
Either gas or electric.
For 1.5 baths, 40 gallons is minimum.
For 2 to 3 baths, use a 50-gallon gas.
Or 60 to 80-gallon electric due to longer reheating.
For large homes with 4 baths or whirlpool tubs,
use a 75-gallon gas tank or a 120-gallon electric unit.
Get the right size for your house and you won't be taking a cold shower.
For more tips, visit our website at onthehouse.com.
Do you have a leaking toilet, need landscaping ideas, or help organizing your garage? You don't need to spend big bucks on a professional. Become your own family handyman. Join the Family Handyman DIY community on Facebook today and get advice from experts and fellow DIYers. They'll help you save time and money no matter what the project. And whether you've been a DIYer for years or you're just getting started, the Family Handyman has more ways to help you learn something new every day with a DIY tip of the day. Visit Facebook.com/TheFamilyHandyman.
Is your home looking outdated and just plain worn out? Need more space but don't want to move? Been drooling over pictures of those beautiful kitchens and elegant master suites? Well, then it's time to remodel. Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404 to schedule your free in-home design consultation. Carey Brothers Remodeling offers complete design services from concept through construction, tailored to your needs and your budget. Personalized material and product selection. Firm start and finish dates, plus a 5-year written guarantee. Why not start your new kitchen, bath, room addition, or remodel now? Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404. That's 877-734-6404. 877-734-6404. Or visit them online at careybrothers.com. California State Contractors License Number 442880.
After a bout with cancer, I had to have radiation daily for 6 weeks. Fortunately, the cancer didn't come back. Unfortunately, the hair on the side of my head didn't come back either. My doctor told me I might never have hair again. Brother James took me to Dr. Rosanelli in San Francisco. Dr. Rosanelli gave me hope. He said he could replace my hair. 3 simple procedures later, and I have more hair than ever before. I am no longer ashamed to go outside without a hat. Thank you, Dr. Rosanelli, for giving me my hair back. If your hairline is receding, if it's thinning, or if you're just plain balding, do what I did. Go to rosanelli.com, or you can call 800-743-4247 and schedule a free consultation. That's 800-743-4247. I was glad I did.
Imagine rolling a new stone surface onto ugly concrete, tile, and laminate surfaces as easily as painting. Get a beautiful new garage floor, pool deck, patio, kitchen countertop, and more in just a weekend with Deitch Coatings. They're the DIY coating experts who put the strength and beauty of real stone into your hands at a fraction of the cost. Deitch products are available to you factory direct and online through Home Depot. To learn more and to plan your next project, visit Deitch Coatings today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings. Call On The House now at 800-737-2474.
I love this. Measuring cup hang-up. This is from the Family Handyman DIY Hints and Tips. Pamphlet that I received with the renewal of my family subscription to the Family Handyman magazine. You know we write for that. Measuring cup hang-up. Free up drawer space by hanging measuring cups inside a kitchen cabinet. All you do is position and mount a wood strip so that the cups will hang between the shelves and allow the door to close completely. Mount a second strip for your measuring spoons, then screw in cup hooks on both strips. So you can see there are two, like, 1x2s that are attached to the inside face of a cabinet door. They're staggered so that the measuring cups don't come into conflict with the shelves in the cabinet. And then you just take the hooks, screw them into the 1x2s that you've attached to the inside of the cabinet door, and hang your measuring
cups. No more
cups
digging for the measuring spoons. Cups in a drawer.
Isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely.
Guess what I'm going to be doing today? That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, honey, where are the measuring cups? Anyway.
From the Family Handyman.
800-737-2474. More On The House after this.
The cloud of the tearaway face.
And a flash of Donald Trace.
We live in unusual times.
Perhaps the only benefit of the Great Recession and economic mess in Europe has been the historically low mortgage rates. But
the times, they are a-changin'.
So right now, today, Cash Call Mortgage is offering a fixed-rate 15-year no-closing-cost refi with a rate and APR of 2.75. That's 2.75. We haven't heard the word inflation for a long time, but ask yourself, 3 months from now, will oil prices be higher, food, wages? So if you don't have a mortgage APR of 2.75, why aren't you making the cash call at 877-890-CASH? Because when the markets fear inflation, rates will head up and may never come back. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
By the way, while rates are this low, consider pulling cash out of your property to pay off higher rate debt and have money for that rainy day. Call 877-890-CASH.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. Every October, we receive special discounts from Karastan, the finest carpet made in America. And we always pass the savings on to our Conklin Brothers customers. But this year, we're doubling the discount, so you can enjoy the luxury and performance of Karastan at our lowest prices of the year. Conklin Brothers is the Bay Area's number one Karastan dealer. So if you want the absolute finest carpet for your home and double the discount savings, come to Conklin Brothers or enjoy the convenience of shopping at home with our new Conklin Brothers mobile showroom. But don't wait. Get double discount savings on Karastan, the best carpet made in America. Now at Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo. And online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
The pair of new shoes you donate to Sleep Train Foster Kids, those aren't really shoes at all.
They aren't?
They aren't?
What are they?
To a foster child in need, they're a small but powerful step toward feeling good about themselves.
Standing tall.
Jumping for joy.
Landing on my feet again.
Through Monday, Sleep Train is collecting shoes in all sizes for foster kids to replace those that they've outgrown or that have worn out.
Thank you for the new shoes.
New shoes.
That way they can face each day with a positive step.
Moving toward the future. With a smile on my feet.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train location or donate online at sleeptrain.com and help make a difference in the life of a foster child today.
Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Shoe Drive ends Monday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
So, the question is, can remodeling spook sleeping ghosts? What prompts this supernatural silliness? It may be a recent home improvement project. When you remodel, you change the restful spirit's environment, and it may not be comfortable with the outcome, according to David's Ghost Hunting blog, which collects ghost stories. Some may bother you just to let you know, hey, you may have changed the house, but I'm still here. So let me give you a couple, and then you can go to onthehouse.com and check more out. After a major kitchen remodeler, a Virginia homeowner believes a ghost repeatedly locks her son in the basement, even after she has removed all keys from sight. Here's another one. Soon after, a young couple bumped out the front of their house, an otherwise friendly ghost began making trouble. The ghost stole tools, pulled down drywall, and pushed workers. Yeah.
Really?
These are true. And finally, through the years, claims have surfaced that the White House is haunted. Mysterytopia has pictures of a 1950 remodeling. That was when Harry Truman was president and they dismantled the entire house, that shows, if you look hard enough, an apparition supposedly standing in the middle of the renovation. That apparition was Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
when he was looking
Now, when you guys were at the White House years and years ago.
Oh, yes.
Did they talk about ghosts at the White House
Not
then?
Not when we were there. Okay. But we did get the private tour. We did make our way into the Oval Office. It's beautiful.
And you didn't see any ghosts.
It's time for another visit. Frederick in Klamath Falls, Oregon, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Well, I just had an inspection done for, you know, like termite.
Yes.
And so on. And they didn't find anything for termites, but when they were going through the attic, there's a lot of mold.
Mm.
And they have, you know, a proposal, did an estimate for me, you know, something that they spray on that's supposed to take care of that, and supposedly permanent wood protection. Then they check, so we've got a one-year warranty.
Right, right. So the question is this. Right. Did they determine whether the mold is toxic?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So the concern is, one, is the mold toxic? And there's a test that you can do, if you'd like, which is nothing more than a Petri dish. You can get a mold test kit at your hardware store. You get a Petri dish, you set it up there, open it up, follow the directions, collect the air sample. You don't have to collect any of the mold. You don't put mold in the Petri dish. You just let the spores travel in the airborne spores.
Yeah.
You seal it up, you send it to the testing lab. They'll tell you that you have mold, and they'll tell you if you have any potentially toxic strains of mold and to what extent, okay? Then you'll know whether you have to do mold remediation, which needs to be done by a forensic environmental mitigation agency. Fine. Chances are good you don't have toxic mold, but you do have mold and you want to get rid of it. You can get rid of the mold by simply spraying Wet and Forget, which is a product that we use that is non-toxic. It's non-caustic. It's not acidic, and it's virtually pH neutral. And they've got Wet and Forget outdoor, Wet and Forget indoor, and all of that. And you can spray it all over the framing and that sort of thing, and it will get rid of the mold. But the bigger solution, Frederick, is that there is something that you need to do to improve the ventilation in your attic space, which will prevent the condensation. Here's what's happening. You need to insulate your attic better, get rid of any drafts, because what's happening is condensation is occurring at the rafters and the framing members, and that's causing mold to grow. That condition will go away if you improve the insulation on the attic floor and if you make sure you have good ventilation at soffits and eaves and on the high side at the ridge. We are out of time. Hope that helps, Frederick. More info at our website at onthehouse.com.
The guesswork. On the House with the Carey Brothers is a presentation of On the House Media.
Huge electricity rate hikes are here. The state gave your power company the green light to grab more of your greenbacks. Still wondering if solar is right for you? Stop scratching your head and start saving. It's time. Go solar with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate, as much as $3,000 or more. Ours are high-efficiency panels made by SunPower and come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. The best in the business. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. We're veteran-owned and we work fast. Get it done in time to get your federal tax credit for 2016. Call Sempra Solaris and grab your 30% federal tax credit with no money out of pocket and get an instant rebate equivalent to the California state rebate. Save yourself from the raging storm of rate increases and get solar installed now before the tax credit expires. Call now, 877-395-3706. 877-395-3706. 877-395-3706.
You see it on the bridge. You see it at the beach. You see it on the way to Tahoe. You see it everywhere. What is it? The DGDG.com yellow license plate. It's the symbol of a happy car buyer. A happy car buyer that got a no-brainer price. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, where will you see it next? Check us out at DGDG.com.
Vets in Tech is a nonprofit organization that supports current and returning veterans with reintegration services by connecting them to the national technology ecosystem. Please join them November 4th at the Marines Memorial Club in San Francisco for their second annual Vets 2.0 Beyond the Transition Fall Gala. Vets in Tech and their gala sponsors Salesforce, 10X, Workday, and PG&E are committed to bringing together a tech-specific network, resources, and programs for our veterans interested in education, entrepreneurship, and employment. For more information, visit vetsintech.co/gala and register today.
Broadcasting from the San Francisco Bay Area, this is Talk Radio 560 KSFO, San Francisco.